Kirkendall, I'm a member of the Black Archives Committee. Today is February 13, 2003. And this morning I'm speaking to Mrs. Ollie Mae Courtney, who lives in the Meadows Nursing Home. Ms. Courtney is also...
It's not a nursing home.
It's not a nursing home? Okay, we're just...
Independent living.
Okay, Meadows Independent Living, that, where she lives. Mrs. Courtney is a resident of Lufkin. You were born here also?
Yes, sure.
Okay. And I just wanted to say that she understands that this tape would be used for others to understand things that took place during the period of time that she was growing up. And I'd like to say I appreciate Mrs. Courtney for sharing this information with me and with others who would hear it. Ms. Courtney, would you tell me when you were born?
May the 22nd, 1910.
May 22nd, 1910. Do you have any sisters or brothers?
Yeah, I had three sisters and four brothers.
Three sisters, okay. Tell me when you started elementary school. Do you know when you started elementary school?
Started school when I was 7 years old.
Okay. 7 years old. Could you have gone before seven? Oh, that's the way.
No, we didn't have a kindergarten then. No such thing.
Okay. What was the name of your school, the elementary school?
East Ward School.
East Ward School. Okay. You left elementary school. Did you go to junior high school, or was it just one setting?
Yeah, it was middle school then.
Okay.
It's called Central Ward, I believe. And then I went to high school.
Down on First Street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Then you went to high school. What was the name of your high school?
Lufkin High School.
Lufkin High School.
That's broke arm.
Okay. you graduated from Lufkin High School?
Mm-hmm.
What year?
In 28, and I got my certificate over there in the drawer.
Okay, 1928.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's right here in this drawer. Let me see if it's here. No, that's not it.
Okay, but you did graduate in 1928.
Mayfield. Let's see what this is.
Okay.
Ollie Mae Horn, see.
Okay. Mrs. Courtney is showing me her high school graduation certificate. Okay. Let me ask you this. After high school, what did you do?
After high school.
After you finished high school?
I farmed for a year.
Did you go to college?
Not then. After then I did.
How long did you think it was before you went to college? You say you started farming after you finished high school?
Yeah, farmed a year during the Depression.
Okay.
During the Depression.
What year was this? I'm trying to establish the time of Depression that you experienced. This was in 1928 also?
When it was in 1978. No. 1978, no. Is next year after marriage.
When did you marry?
November the 17th, 1928.
Okay, all righty. And then after you married, you then went to college?
Mm-hmm. We married just before the Depression.
Okay, and the Depression was what year?
It's 1928.
Okay.
And next year we lived on the farm.
Okay. 19th.
And we grew cabbage, that big round.
Well, what was happening at that time? I know what the depression was, but anything else was happening in Lufkin?
We walked to church. We walked to the Huntington Baptist Church.
Okay. What else was going on during that period of time?
Nothing except we just stayed at home.
Okay. You were, you told Nana that you knew something about slavery when you were growing up?
Hmm.
You knew something about slavery when you grew up, when you were growing up?
No, I didn't do anything about slavery. But we had, 2 or 3 years from me, my husband was in business, and we had a man that worked for us that was a slave. He worked a slave. He was a slave. Mm-hmm. He would not eat dinner with us, no. Mm-mm. His name was Joe. I don't know Joe who, but anyhow, we hired him, and he ate dinner with us, but he wouldn't eat with us. He said he was a slave, and he just going to be a slave.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things happened at those times? Slavery was over.
Huh?
Slavery was over at the time.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about slavery.
Did he ever say anything about slavery?
Mm-mm.
Did your parents ever talk to anything about slavery?
My daddy said, my daddy had I got it down in the book, but I don't know where the book is.
Just take your time. Take your time and think about it. That's all.
His first wife died, and I don't have the date. I got it wrote down somewhere. If I just had that book before I got that book, I don't know where it is. Over there in the drawer somewhere. But that was way back in 1838, it was before then. But he had 21 children, and two of them were stepchildren. His wife died, and he married again. And he married a lady that was already kin to the Courtney's, I mean the Horns. But he married her, and she had two children, and he raised all of them. But you see, during that time, they worked in the field in spring and summer. During the winter, he would cut logs and build his here and put it in the river. And he tied that tear with rope, and he floated those logs down the Sabine River to Beaumont. And they brought them, then they walked back home. And that's what they did in winter. And of course, I don't know any of them, but my daddy was the youngest one born in Angelina County. He was born in Angelina County. No, it wasn't either. He was in Magnolia Springs when he was born. That's where he was born. And then he moved to Lufkin. And he owned 1,000 acres in Magnolia Springs. And when he moved to Lufkin, he had 4 boys. One of them died. And all of them were born not Angelina, but down at, where you see, the lake, not Lake Sabine, because Lake, I must have been Toledo Bend, but because it's older than the Sam River. And but I didn't know that I knew the four boys. No, I didn't know the one but died. I didn't know him. And then my daddy sold that land. And he come up to Lufkin and he bought 400 acres out there. And that was for the four boys he had. And of course, one of them I needed to see. The oldest boy lived longer. He was 96 when he died. And I remember when he died. Of course, he would come to my house and he'd say, now, Noah was our youngest brother. He said, Noah, now you can carry some of this lumber over there to the sugar mill and help us, help your daddy work that sugar cane to make syrup. And he'd put him in his arm and make him carry the cane to the mill.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, what was some of the other things that was happening at the time? World War One.
Well, the first year during we formed that year, they took in the farm where we was farming. It's where Sam Rayburn is, and So we came to Lufkin, and of course I was married then.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband got a job working for a retail merchants association, and he had a partner that had an office machine shop, and I worked in the office machine shop, and he did the other work. And then it got so bad. I mean, the office work got so bad, so I quit doing that dude and helped him in the office. And we was, when they had an oil boom down at Conroe, and we moved to Conroe. And he organized a business down there, and I worked in the office for that. And we had an awful business, and we finally sold it and went back to Henderson. And then now, I don't know what's in the house. We had a nice brick home out there for the Laneville Road joins the Jacksonville Road. And we moved out there and had a nice home. And then we went to Conroe, and that's where my son was born.
Okay, let me ask, did your husband ever serve in the Army?
Mm.
Did your husband ever serve in the Army?
No, we didn't have any of our children went to the Army. They were too young to go when the First World War.
Okay.
They were too old to go now.
But did your husband ever serve in World War One?
No. Mm-mm. He worked for the railroad company.
You think it was because he was working for the railroad that
he
did?
Yeah, I drove retirement from the railroad company.
Okay. Can you tell me something that happened during those years while the war was going on, while World War One was going on? What was it like back at home?
Well, that brick home my son was born. Yeah, no, that's not but anyhow, when we is for the slave worked for us, and he wouldn't eat with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son was out in the backyard, and he said, and see, he played with the little girls over there. They were twins. I don't know what happened to them. But anyhow, they moved out to Carlisle. You know where Carlisle is?
No, I do not.
Well, it's out in the middle of the oil field. My husband went out there lots of times. Anyhow, these people moved out there. And so we decided we'd go see them one day. And we went out there. And on the way, the mattress flew off of the truck. We got that mattress and carried it to the old people for he was old and I don't remember what happened to him. And we carried it to them. And I don't know what happened to them. They had 5 children and we bought the place from them.
Do you know of anyone who served? Do you know of anybody who served in the Army during World War I?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know anybody?
Mm-mm.
No relatives or anyone that met?
Oh, in the Army?
Yes.
I got a son, and that's his picture right there. He loved sugar better than anybody I ever saw in my life.
Okay.
Papa bought 100 pounds of sugar, and he put it out in the smoke out, and he'd go out there with a spoon and just eat sugar like it. But he was killed in the Philippines, and he never hears from him.
Okay.
And I had another brother that lived, he's about 90 when he died. He's been through 40 years. But he didn't keep his insurance up. But my sister came out here, and she wanted to come out here, and she had a little policy, paid her $1,000 a month, and it cost me that $1,600, $1,800 a month out here, and she don't have enough money to stay out here, and so she had a car. But she said, I can't drive it anymore. She gave it to her son. And she just waits for them to do what they want to with her.
Well, let me, can you tell me anything about World War I, what happened at that time?
In World War I?
Yes. What was it like back here at home during the war? Were there things that
well,
you...
Well, I tell you, my daddy... In 1919, it's when it was bad, and it was so dry that my daddy went down to the where they had a pond and tried to plow up some of that good dirt, you know, that goes in the pond, and he couldn't crack it up. That man was that. Dirt was so hard you couldn't crack it nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we give up. But we had a hard time. But we raised everything we had on the farm. My daddy didn't do a thing in the world but farm.
Well, do you think that because of the war, World War I, that things were so bad back at home, do you think that was the reason?
Mm.
Because of World War I, do you think things were bad at home?
Oh, it wasn't bad on us. Because we had our living at home.
Mm-hmm.
We had every kind of fruit you want to mention. Put it in jars. And before I was born, my daddy had a bunch of jars, cans. And he had the canning company come through it, and his pears were just ready to be put in jars, cans. And I bet you he had 500 cans of pears.
Mm-hmm.
That, of course, they were canned before I came.
Now you said that you were doing World War I because the farming that your father had done, things were not so bad. Is that right?
It was my
What about the people who were not as well off as you were in terms of having a farm and all that? How did they live? What kind of things did they do?
It was the oil boom, the Lucky Land Lumber Company. And we would go, we would work in fields, it got too hot to stay out there. And then during the time it's too hot to go to the field, my daddy lay down on the porch, and we went over to the quarters. We sold them quarters, and we sold those folks over there.
Okay. Well, they could only work at Lufkin Land Lumber Company. How did they live otherwise?
Well, they worked at the mill.
They worked at the mill?
Yeah. Since I moved out here, I was talking to the lady downstairs. And I said, "Who are you?" And she said, "Well, I was Juanita Sim." I said, "You are? Well, you're next door neighbor to me." Next door neighbor. Well, but she didn't live long.
Can you remember there were many poor people at the time?
Hmm?
Were there very many poor people in the county? Can you tell me something about that?
My daddy had plenty of money. He had plenty of money. He bought war bonds like everything.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, if you make 50 cents today, you save a quarter of it. Tomorrow you may not make a penny.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about, how did the poor people live? You say your daddy had lots of money.
Well, I don't know. I tell you, they went from trash can to trash can, finding something to eat. That's the way they lived. Now, okay. We didn't worry about it. Nothing new.
These were black and white people who were very poor at that time? Did they work together?
Yeah,
can you tell me something about that? The poor people were of all kinds, right? Black, white, whatever.
They worked at the mill. There was a lot of people who worked at the mill. And that's where this colored girl that was out here, and she didn't live long.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found out who she was, she was my next door neighbor.
Well, tell me something. 4th of July, did you ever celebrate 4th of July?
Oh, yes, sir.
Tell us something that you did on 4th of July. What kind of celebration took place?
Well, the colored people, they always had a holiday then.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did they do on 4th of July? Fun things or whatever?
I don't know what they did.
What about you? What did you do on 4th of July?
We played dolls or something. I never did have a doll.
You never did have a doll?
I know.
Well, did the county have a big celebration, like picnics or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me something about?
They would meet at the Brookshire Pond. Brookshire Pond. You know where Brookshire Pond is?
Yes.
They would meet over there to have a good big time. They had a picnic over there.
Mm-hmm. This was an all-day-long picnic or
mm-hmm.
just...
I guess it was. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why you didn't go? You're too young, too small, or what?
Just didn't. We stayed at home, I guess.
Okay. Okay, do you know of anybody who may have gone over to Brookshire's Pond?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of anybody, can you remember someone that you knew who went to Brookshire's Pond that they could tell you something about what happened?
Oh, everybody goes up there and down.
Okay. Well, tell me, when you were a young lady, what kind of things did you do?
I didn't do a thing in the world. We just stayed home and worked.
Was it not anything to do, or you just chose not to?
No, we didn't know of CD then. Didn't know what a CD was. We had a wash pot, and we boiled the clothes in there and got the suds out of there. And if it was one time, it was just a freeze, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we usually got up on the back porch because it's too cold outside. But you didn't know what a washing machine was.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, tell me. Do you know anything? Can you remember anything about World War II, the bombing of Pearl Harbor, and what happened to?
Well, sure, I went out there. Went out there and got off the boat. They put big old wreaths around my neck. And when you went on the Ticonderoga, no, it wasn't the Ticonderoga. My son was on the Ticonderoga when he got killed
mm-hmm.
at Pearl Harbor. But we went on, let's see the name of that ship. Atlantic. No, it wasn't Atlantic. And it has one of the race. And you were on there. And it was as calm as if you'd walked into a funeral home. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you pulled your shoes off. And you listened to the music, too.
Mm. Do you remember when Pearl Harbor was bombed?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Do you know how people reacted here at home when Pearl Harbor was bombed? Can you remember anything about how the people reacted?
Well, my son, that boy right there, was killed on Pearl Harbor. I mean, during that attack.
Okay. Well, how did the people act here back at home?
Oh. Well, don't you know my mother last died? He just liked to hear it. He was his baby son, and he's the one that ate sugar all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did the other people in Angelina County? What did they do? As a result of the war?
My oldest brother was a banker. He works in the bank, and he got started. My daddy would carry stuff to town, and he was a Masonic lodge man, and he'd go if it was raining, he'd pack up and go if it was raining. But he had the way he got my brother in the bank, he got him to go through this college, and he first worked for a produce company, and then he applied to the, and then he applied down to Houston. No, it was in Galveston. He applied down there, but he didn't like it down there, so he come back home. And he went to the bank, and he sort of worked for $50 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And when he quit, he was the vice president of the bank.
Which bank was this?
First Bank of Trust.
Here in Lufkin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, up the street there, okay. Okay, can you remember anything when after Pearl Harbor was bombed, how was living? Did people have a hard time making a living during World War II?
No, we had plenty of groceries.
But I mean, there's just the people living in Angelina County. Can you think of anyone who had a hard time because of the war?
Well, they worked at Salt Mill.
Mm-hmm.
That girl I said to you about, first thing I said, and you were Josephine? Yeah. I see. Her husband worked as a machinist in the sawmill, so she made pretty good money. And, of course, all we did was farm. That's all I knew to do until I got married. And then we got out on branches, you know. And then my husband is an accountant for the college, and he went to Germany. And he got me to come over there, and we went all over the Holy Land, clear from Norway. And we was there for we went in Norway, and the snow was 12 feet deep on the railroad.
Okay.
In Amsterdam, you know where Anne Frank took care of the children?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
We went up there that, too.
World War II, yeah. Okay. Anne Frank, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know Anne Frank?
I knew. I remember reading about her, mm-hmm, and things that she did.
Well, she had these doors, and the door, left door, the other door. And that way, she was hit. And she took care of the soldiers, one of them, there.
Okay, we're still talking about World War II. You remember when things were rationing during World War II?
Oh, do I remember it?
Tell us something about that.
Well, You know, I had a boot and I kept it and I threw it away. I wish I'd have kept it because you just have so much sugar, so much meal, so much flour you could get. And the flour is hard to get, you know. We use, what is it? I guess meal, I don't know what. I know we had a whole lot of meal that we didn't use. And of course, flour was hard to get because they used this for ammunition, you know. And
well, can you tell me something about, they had rationing stamps then, didn't we? They used rationing tokens and things like that for meat. And can you tell me something about that?
Well, we did red coffee. My husband did, but I didn't. I guess, he drank it, but he get for me and him too, and he all over, he won't, don't drink much coffee anyhow. And I wish I stayed the book, but I don't have a book.
Well, what about rationing stamps? The shoes? Rationing stamps, you had to use rationing stamps?
Yeah.
To get shoes, meat?
I guess so. We had our meat at home.
Okay. So that didn't affect it too very much. Do you know of anyone who had to use stamps in order to get their food and clothing and things like that?
Oh, yeah. All those people that worked had to use them. Of course, we had all of them before we did home.
Did they ever talk about any kind of problems they had while using rationing stamps to get things? Did they, was it okay with them?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. How about gas? Getting gas for the car?
We didn't have a car. So my son went to work at the bank and he learned to drive a car. And that's how I learned to drive a car.
Well, what about getting gas for the car? Then you have to use rationing stamps?
We had time getting gas. We had time. I've seen people line up for half a mile waiting for gas.
Shoes? Rationing stamp for shoes? Did you know anybody who had problems getting shoes because they didn't have stamps?
No, I didn't know them.
Okay. You mentioned that you did go to college after you finished high school.
What?
You went to college after you finished high school?
Uh-huh. I went 1 year.
1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you?
I couldn't go anymore. I didn't have the money.
Okay. When you went to college, what were you majoring in? What was the field?
I majored in foreign language.
In foreign language.
When I was in high school, the teacher had to be out sometime, and they used me for substitute teacher.
Okay. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I sure did. I love our French and Spanish too. And see, when we went to Italy, we went down in the Mafia, you know, the little. And we went down there, and they used Spanish and French together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my husband don't know it, you know. And but I talk them to anybody, and I. Tell him what he wanted, but he didn't know his in the foreign language. And he quit school when he was 8th grade, I think. And but he went to college some. But then they want to strip with college then, as they are now. You have to have upper grades to finish college now. Mm-hmm. And
did you finish the 12th grade or what grade did you finish?
Well, we just had 11th grade.
The 11th grade,
uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Well, were there very many students in your class?
We had 75.
75. Do you know if all of them finished?
Huh?
Do you know if all of the 75, did they all finish?
Yeah, I got a list of all of them.
Okay. What kind of work did they find to do at that time? What? You told me the year, but what kind of work was available for them when they finished high school?
Well, the foundry was a good place to work.
Mm-hmm. Was it about the best place at the time?
It was good then. Mm-hmm. And of course, the sawmill was still good, mm-hmm. but they don't have sawmill there now.
Okay, so things are, well, compared to today, a lot of things were limited, what you just didn't have when you finished high school. Like the kids today can finish high school and go to college and learn how to do many different kind of things.
But you don't have it now. See, I didn't have money to go to school. Mm-hmm. I didn't have money.
Well, was this at a time that your father didn't have as much money, and then later on by a farmer he was able to acquire mm-hmm. more money?
Well, I was told if I made $2 a day, save $1 every month, okay. not drinking more.
Okay.
And that's about true, too.
Okay. So you worked with your husband, and you earned money at that time, and...
Yeah. We worked. I have four children. One of them is the one I talked to today. And he is my oldest. He thinks that Mama is his thing. And I don't care what I do. What I do, you're all right, Mama. And my other son lives in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And now he is a piano player. He can play a piano like nobody's been. And of course, I bought the piano for the oldest boy, but he's the one that plays it. Mm. All of them took music.
What does your son do now? The one who's here. What kind of work does your son do? The one who's here in Lufkin. Do you have a son in Lufkin right now?
No. I got a sister here. That's all.
Okay.
And she's 10 years younger than me, laying in that bed right now, sick.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us? Mm. Was there anything else you would like to let us know something about Lufkin that we don't know that you could?
Listen, when I was little, out here where this is, was this farm country. Wasn't nothing out here.
Mm-hmm.
And this place is built on a hill. And our place out at Lufkin was built on a hill. Right now, When I was little, there was a well at this is the streets right in my side. The one in the street here, this is all pasture land. And before we had a garden, and the sugar mill was out there. The calf pasture was a calf pasture, and the cows is farther down. And they had a lane that went down to the pasture, and we had pasture there, and it went way around there, 100 acres. And when I was little, I went with my daddy, and we went over here where a man had a pond pen, had got cows in a pond pen. I said, he went over and he carried his gun with him. He said, you start my cows out. And I said, come on, Brandy, let's go home. And Brandy come on and we went home. He said, if you put that lock up, I'm gonna put a lock on that gate. If you get another lock out here, I won't have you arrested. And he said, I mean it too.
Let me ask you this. As you grew up, became a young lady, did you continue to farm with your husband, or did you start doing some other kind of work?
We moved back up to Lufkin, and he went to work for a retail merchant association. You know what that is?
I know what it is, yeah.
See, we check on people, see how they pay the bills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I done that. And the man was with him, had a retail a grocery store. And so I worked in the grocery store. Now this was upstairs this time. And we noticed some stuff called Mrs. out of where I work. Mrs. So he stayed up there. Well, his man knew he was up there, wasn't going to come in there. And, but anyhow, we moved. And that was during the oil boom down there. Then it was Henderson. And my son had an emergency operation, and he went out on the porch. And I said, well, the doctor says you're doing okay. I guess I am. He jumped off that porch. He said, I can run now.
I guess he can, could. Is there something else that you can tell us about your growing up and living in Lufkin? What kind of things?
Oh, Lufkin were the biggest teak when I was growing up. Didn't always tell us people having good gardens. And if you lived at the mill, they had a little church there. And there's a Second Baptist over here. Well, my daddy said, this is a poor folk place. This is a rich folk place. We belonged over here. Mm-hmm. We went to his church here.
Whatever kind of things happened, the paper mill was built then, or was the paper mill out there? When you was the paper mill up on?
No, wasn't no paper mill. I remember, I don't know the date was, but, land, that's the paper mill. I hadn't been there that long. I had a friend that used to live in this farm, and he and his wife, his wife still lived, but they lived right here where I'm living. And he had it with his little imitation birds out there. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go out to Keltis? Did you ever go out to Keltis? Wasn't a paper mill or something out there, wood mill out there?
I hadn't been out to Keltis. I went out there 2 years ago at an association meeting, but I hadn't been back.
Did you go when you were a young lady out to Keltis for any reason?
No, I didn't. The lady that lived out there, Martha Carey Courtney, Martha Carey Courtney was the daughter of a man out there.
Well, you know anything about Glenn Hardware? Glenn Hardware used to sell coffins. Glenn Hardware sold coffins. You know what you buried in coffins?
Who?
Glenn's Hardware.
I don't know.
Before the funeral homes were here.
Before you had funeral homes, Glenn Hardware sold coffins for people to be buried in.
Who?
Glenn's Hardware. They sold coffins for people to be buried in.
Glenn Hardware. This hardware store up in the middle of Lufkin used to sell coffins before they had funeral homes here. Do you remember that?
It was Glenn's Hardware. Uh-huh.
Can you tell us something about that?
I don't know a thing about it. You know, they just little bits I know about that. But he had everything. They still a good job doing. Then that cop ain't no half hard for us. I mean, air conditioned, huh? They still have good. They're good business in here, but they don't have ambulance. So that, I think ambulance is about to take business
away from us. Okay, what do you know about if you don't know anything? Well, I'm just trying to get as much as I can from you about what happened, you know, as you were growing up and how you saw Lufkin make changes.
The people that live next door to us and move off the place, they moved to, and since it, I, they, on the way out there, there's a mattress flew off I sold you back. Mm-hmm. And I take it to them. But I don't know what happened. But my son will see what happened. The day when the had the oil boom on the coast at Orange. Well, they were too young to go to the funeral. I mean, no, too young to go to the war. Well, he drove up to where his mother and dad used to live at Brashear, Texas. You know where Brashear is?
No, ma'am.
Well, it's a little town out from Tyler. He drove up to this house and he looked out there and he said, "Look at there, there's hardly corny. Come to see me." Well, they were too young to go to the war. Now they're too old. And he's staying with his mother and he preaching. He taught school for a long time, but he's preaching now in his daddy's church. His daddy committed suicide, but his mother has Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a brother that lives in Houston with real good money. And he, when he had